The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome all viewers of Madani channel back to another episode of The Challenges of Youth Yes, The Challenges of Youth In this program, we discuss various challenges that the youth face and Islamic guidance on how to overcome those challenges. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, if you're a young person or if you have young people around you, then gather them around and let them take benefit from this program. However, it's not limited to just the youth, but Islamic guidance is for us all. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this is a program for you as well. And today too, we have a beautiful topic. But before we go towards our topic, let us talk of the benefits of salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many ahadith regarding the benefits that we receive if we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of those ahadith is one in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one who recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 rahmah, 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Today's topic of discussion is a very important topic of discussion. Choosing a life partner. Choosing a life partner. Yes, it's among the most important decisions you'd ever make in your life. And so, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to discuss Islamic guidance on how to get through that phase of life as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But before we go any further into that, let us first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sit back, relax, enjoy this beautiful kalam. And immediately after the kalam, we get into our discussion. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam
Yaad-e-Nabi ka Gulshan mehka Mehka Lagta hai Mehfil mein Maujud hai Aqa Aisa lagta hai
Yaad-e-Nabi ka गुलशन महका महका लगता है
याद नबी का गुलशन महका महका लगता है
महफिल में मौजूद है आका ऐसा लगता है
महफिल में मौजूद है आका ऐसा लगता है
नामे मोहम्मद कितना मीठा मीठा लगता है नामे मोहम्मद कितना मीठा मीठा लगता है प्यारे नबी का जिक्र भी हमको प्यारा लगता है प्यारे नबी का जिक्र भी हमको प्यारा लगता है
यादे नबी का गुलशन महका महका लगता है महफिल में मौजूद है आका ऐसा लगता है
लब पर नगमे सल्ले अला के हाथों में परचम लब पर नगमे सल्ले अला के हाथों में परचम
देखो तो सरकार का
منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے, دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
آنکھوں میں مذاق کا سرما سر طہٰ کا تاج, آنکھوں میں مذاق کا سرما سر طہٰ کا تاج. کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے, کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
سب اس کے محتاج, غوث کتب ابدال کلندر سب اس کے محتاج. میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے, میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
اودنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ, آجو ادنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ, آج حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے, حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
نبی کو اپنے من کی بات سنائے, اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات, ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے, ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we listen to the na'at of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel so rejuvenated, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That serenity descends upon our hearts and we yearn to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us all, along with our families, as well as with Murshid al-Kareem, to the blessed cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah. Ameen. Now, today's topic of discussion is choosing a life partner. Yes, choosing a life partner. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. In our lives, we have many relationships. This is Allah's ni'mah, Allah's rahmah upon us, that we are not alone on planet Earth. That around us, we have so many people with us. We have our parents, we have our children. Well, that comes after marriage though. Or we have our siblings, we have friends, we have family members. Alhamdulillah. Many people have work colleagues as well in the environment that they work in. And thus, we interact with people and we have relationships with so many people on different levels. A son's relationship to the father, a son's relationship to the mother. Likewise, a daughter's relationship to the father, a daughter's relationship to the mother. Our relationship to our siblings and their relationship with us. And our relationship with friends, with colleagues, etc. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. However, among the very important relationships is the relationship between a husband and a wife. And at some point, one does wish to be married. You find that even youngsters that initially say, no, I don't want to marry, it's not a good mindset. But as time goes, they realize that I do want to marry. And so you do get to that phase at some point in your life. Usually it's better, it's good to get to that phase early rather than getting to it very late. For at least once you marry early, alhamdulillah, it saves you from so many fitnas of society. It saves you from so many tricks of shaitan. It protects you. It becomes a shield for you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So marriage has beautiful characteristics to it. However, one amazing characteristic of marriage is that it gives you someone to share your life with. Someone to share your life with, that when you do marry, then your sorrows are shared, your joys are shared, your days are shared, your nights are shared, your years are shared. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And there's a famous saying in English that sorrows shared are sorrows halved, and joys shared are joys doubled. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. So when we share our sorrows with someone, we feel a little bit lighter, we feel a bit better. And when we share our joys with someone, then we feel even more joyous. You'd find that when we are in difficult situations, but we have someone who is also going through it with us, we don't feel it that difficult anymore. Because we don't feel lonely in it. We don't feel that we are alone in it. We feel that we have some sort of support structure. And when we have joys that we go through, we want that there be some people or someone to share that joy with. And at least later on, even after that joy has passed, we have someone to speak about that joy with, and it brings back the joy. As compared to someone having gone through a joy alone, and they can only recall it alone. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, so marriage provides that opportunity. But those opportunities can be there, and you may enjoy the balance of your life. You may receive solace and happiness through the balance of your life if you have a good and a healthy marriage. And this starts with selecting a partner to marry. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And when it comes to selecting a partner or choosing a partner to marry, we have certain guidelines in Islam. If we didn't have those guidelines, we'd have to make our own, and our guidelines may be so flawed. But when we take from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the guidelines are perfect. Then the guidelines, they let us reach our destination. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided us that when you are searching for a partner, what sort of characteristics you should be searching for. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us in this hadith that I'm going to mention, from the male to the female, but it can be applied vice versa as well. And there are other narrations as well that we'll try to share from the female towards the male, that when a lady is searching for a husband or a husband is searching for a wife. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a lady is married for four reasons. There are four reasons, there are four things that men folk around the world tend to look for in females. Now, it could be possible that there are other characteristics as well that compel someone to marry another person, or that interest someone, and thus they move towards marriage with that person. However, the vast majority of people, you would see that these are the characteristics that people look towards when they want to marry. And what are these characteristics that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us about? One characteristic, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a lady is married for her wealth. That a lady is married for her wealth. So a man or a person finds the wealth of the next person attractive. That this person is wealthy or comes from a wealthy background. And human nature is such that we tend to like wealth. We tend to feel inclined towards wealth. You find that people want to go out and work. Alhamdulillah, that is the need to survive. However, along with that, people are always looking for better jobs with better pays, because they have an attachment to wealth. For wealth is the means of the fulfillment of our other needs and wants. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And thus, when someone is wealthy, then naturally to many people, or rather even to most people, such a person is attractive. So this is one of the reasons that people marry. One of the things that people find attractive in the next person, that such a person holds wealth, or the family holds wealth, that would benefit the person. And this is widespread throughout the world. You find that many people are interested in someone else because of their wealth status. Another reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that people do marry, that someone would want to marry a lady, and it can be applied vice versa within the world, and that is for their hasab. Hasab means their lineage, the family tree that they come from. So their family is known as an honorable family. The family is known as a famous family, a well-known family, a family that people want to be associated with. And you find this far and wide, from the east to the west, no, to the south, that people want to be associated to families that they look up to. So if the family is an honorable family, then that is one of the reasons that a person would feel inclined towards marrying into that family. So that is another reason that such a person perhaps is of a very noble lineage. Such a person's father or grandfather is a very respected person, or mother or grandmother is a very respected lady, and subhanallah, thus you want to marry into that family. So this is another reason that people marry, something else that they also look towards in a spouse. And a third reason that is mentioned as well in the hadith is لِجَمَالِهَا, for her beauty. So when a man wants to marry a lady, or it could be applied that a lady wants to marry a man, that he looks towards her beauty or she looks towards his beauty. So this is the outer and physical appearance that a person holds, and that is their beauty. And this too is well understood, that we look towards people and we find that they are handsome or they are beautiful, and thus that beauty tends to attract us, tends to attract a person's gaze, or tends to attract a person's heart, and a person then feels inclined towards marrying such a person. So these are three reasons, and the fourth and very important reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned is awlidiniha, or one feels attracted to the person and feels inclined towards or interested in the person due to their deen, due to their religion, due to their religious nature. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, someone feels inclined towards a certain person or inclined towards marriage with that person. And this is a very noble thing. How wonderful is this? Likes someone's deen, loves that this person is one who performs salah, loves that this person is one who has attachment to the Holy Quran, loves that this person is one who loves the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loves that this person is a person of taqwa, a person of the knowledge of deen, a practicing scholar of the deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ, that you should search out, you should be interested in the one who is inclined towards the deen. The one who has a deeny nature, that is what we should be looking towards. And that is the kind of person we should be looking towards marrying when we are in search of a spouse. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you do that, then you will be successful. Now if we just very briefly analyze these four, you will realize that out of these four, there is one that is permanent as compared to the many other aspects that would be temporary. If we marry for wealth, then the wealth is there today, but we see the nature of the world that sometimes someone is wealthy and after a little while they lose their wealth. So you may be interested in marrying someone when they are wealthy, and then if they happen to lose their wealth, by whatever means it be, then will that inclination towards the person still remain the same? Many a times, no. It's because the wealth was attractive. And when the wealth is not there any longer, the attraction also disappears. If we look towards the lineage of a person, now lineage is not everything. Yes, it can be an additional beauty as well, subhanallah. However, sometimes they come from a very good family and a very noble family, but then you realize later on that I'm marrying the person, not just the family, I'm marrying the person. And perhaps this person is not a person of good akhlaq, not a person of good character, not a person that you feel happy in their presence or that you want to spend your time with. And thus, you realize that just their lineage is not everything. I need someone who I'm comfortable to spend my time with, someone who can share in my joys and sorrows, not add to my sorrows and destroy my joys. And thus, just hasab, just the lineage of a person, is not the primary reason that we should be interested in marrying in that direction. The other is beauty, and this is so well known in the world that beauty fades. At a young age, someone is handsome, someone is beautiful. As time goes on, they get old, they tend to wrinkle, and the beauty is no longer there. Someone at the age of 50, 60, 70 is not going to have the same beauty that they had at the age of 15, 20, 25, 30. It fades away as time goes on, and if the basis of marriage and the basis of attraction was just based on beauty, then will that attraction and inclination still remain when the beauty fades? Unfortunately, most of the time, no. But deen is something that does not decrease, it increases the deeni nature of a person, the religious nature of a person. When someone is attracted to deen and someone is religious, then inshallah azza wa jal, such a person will increase in that religious nature, and that is a permanent quality. That it's not like the wealth of the world that is destroyed and that disappears, but rather it's something that stays with us over a long period of time. And usually if someone is religious when they are 20 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old, then by the time they reach 50, 60 and 70, you see an increase in that religious nature and that religious behavior. And subhanallah, such a person will look after your hukuk, will look after your rights. Such a person will respect you and respect your rights. Such a person will be fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in how they treat you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave advice to the ladies as well. When you find a man whose deen and his akhlaq pleases you, that when you find a man whose religion, his religious nature, as well as his akhlaq, as well as his character, pleases you, that he's of good akhlaq, he follows the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's not a rough and tough person towards you, he's not a vulgar person, he's not someone who's angered easily. For when someone is being angered at that time, many a times you see, they say, the true colors coming out. And that's a way that many people previously would test people as well, that you anger a person and you see their true colors. So one who does not become angry easily, one who is not violent, rough and abusive, has a good character, is soft-natured, is kind, is caring, pays attention to other people's feelings as well, alhamdulillah. So such a person of good akhlaq, when their akhlaq pleases you, when their deen pleases you, then you should move towards that direction, then you should accept such a marriage. And if you do not do that, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised that you will go into fitna, you will go into corruption, you will go into trials, tribulations, difficulties, and that corruption and fasad will be widespread. That when we move away from this pure nikah for good reasons, then unfortunately our society is going to suffer. The family unit is going to break down, and we don't want that. We want a strong family unit. We want a family unit that is based on deen, based on the teachings of Islam. We want to have offspring and children who are inclined towards the deen. We want to have such children who make sajda in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and raise their hands in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, begging for forgiveness and mercy for their parents. That all starts with choosing a spouse. Choosing a life partner. When we choose the correct life partner, we choose a good life partner. That road becomes so much easier. For now you have someone who places the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their constitution. You too be one who places the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your constitution. And you will see that your home will flourish. And you will bring in children to that home who have the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their constitution. Who consider the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed family, his blessed sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, as their guides and as their examples. And that is the recipe for a successful marriage. In fact, for a successful life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to act upon that which we've learned. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all, those who intend to be married, those who wish to be married, those who are nearing marriageable age, and those who are at marriageable age. May Allah bless you with pious, deeni inclined, religious spouses. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, continue watching Madani channel and keep your tongue moist with salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.